The Good News, according to John, chapter 2. The Father's Life New Testament Version was translated and produced by A Grain of Wheat Ministries and is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today. Please note that the reader, Wayne O'Connor, is not the translator of this book. And the third day there was a wedding in Cana of Galilee, and Jesus' mother was there. And Jesus and his disciples were also invited to the wedding. So when the wine ran out, Jesus' mother said to him, "They don't have any wine." Then Jesus said to her, "Woman, what does that have to do with me? My time has not yet come." His mother said to the servants, "Whatever he says to you, do it." Now there were 6 stone water pitchers set there, containing 2 or 3 measures apiece, which were used for the Jewish purifying rituals. Jesus said to them, "Fill these water pitchers with water." And they filled them up to the brim. And he said to them, "Take some out now, and bring it to the chief attendant of the feast." So they brought it. And when the chief attendant of the feast tasted the water, which had now become wine, he didn't know where it had come from. But the servants, who had drawn the water, knew. The chief attendant of the feast called the bridegroom and said to him, "Usually everyone puts out the best wine first. Then, when everyone becomes intoxicated, he puts out that which is inferior. But you have kept the very best wine until now." This was the beginning of the signs which Jesus did in Cana of Galilee, through which he manifested his glory, and his disciples believed into him. After this he went down to Capernaum, he, his mother, his brothers, and his disciples. But they didn't stay there many days. Now the Passover of the Jews was coming soon, so Jesus went up to Jerusalem. And in the temple he encountered those who sold oxen, sheep, and doves, along with the money changers who were sitting there. So having made a whip out of rough cords, he drove all of them out of the temple together with the sheep and the oxen, and he poured out the changers' money and overturned their tables. And he said to those who sold the doves, "Take these things out of here. Don't make my Father's house a house of merchandise." His disciples remembered that it was written, "The zeal for your house has consumed me." That's a quote from Psalm 69, verse 9. The Jews therefore responded to this by asking him, "What sign can you show us since you do these things?" Jesus answered and said to them, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up." The Jews therefore said, "It took 46 years to build this temple, and you will raise it up in 3 days?" But he spoke of the temple of his body. Therefore, when he was raised from the dead, his disciples remembered that he had said this, and they believed in the scripture and in the word which Jesus had spoken. Now while he was in Jerusalem at the Passover during the feast, many believed into his name, seeing his signs which he did. But Jesus did not commit himself to them, because he knew all things, and he didn't need anyone to testify concerning man, for he himself knew clearly what was in the heart of man. This is the end of John, chapter 2. We hope you enjoyed this segment of the Father's Life New Testament Version. The Father's Life New Testament Version, in its entirety, is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today.